Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask members how Al-Anon helps them get ready to deal with drinking problems during the holiday season. Marianne, how does Al-Anon help you get ready to deal with drinking problems during the holidays?
I love the holidays. They are so much fun. They haven't always been that way. For me, I really couldn't deal with the drinking in my home at the holidays until I found the rooms of Al-Anon. And now I have lots of tools that I use in order to keep my serenity. And one of the biggest tools is the Serenity Prayer. And I will repeat that to myself to get myself calm so that I can deal with whatever's happening. And I learned that there's three C's. You know, I didn't cause the problem of alcoholism. I can't cure it, and I certainly can't control it. And with the other tools in the program, which is reading out of my meditation books, there's three marvelous books that help me to keep my serenity so that I will know what to do, and prayer helps a lot. I'm very thankful for this program, and thanks for listening.
Marianne, could you share the Serenity Prayer with us, especially for those who have never heard it before?
I'd love to. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you very much. Leanna, does the Al-Anon program help you get ready for the holiday season?
It does. And one of the things that Marianne was sharing, the Serenity Prayer has saved me many times. I always react too quickly. I need to close my mouth and open my heart and just be willing to pause and then to take some action. So the practice that I use, the tool, is keep it simple. As much as I might have enjoyed some of the things about the holiday season, it's really best for me to keep it as simple as possible and to enjoy the small moments, whatever they might be. Those three C's were really helpful to me, but after many, many years in Al-Anon, now I can look at what my fourth C is, which is how do I contribute? So if I can contribute in a positive way, in a calming way, and not take everything so personally or so intensely, it isn't the end of the world if the meal doesn't go quite as expected. It will be all right. There are bigger things to think about. So in my small ways, I try to keep it simple. And I think that's really all. I also use the daily reading books that we have through the conference-approved literature that are available. And a daily meeting isn't too much during the holiday season. If we have time and can find time, there's a meeting somewhere. We have planned to keep our meeting open on the Tuesday that happens to be December 25th so that some of us will have the morning brunch and then go to our meeting in the evening out in the country in a little small church out there. Not that it's a religious program, it isn't. As you know, we hope that people won't be afraid to come to the places where they are held in the churches. I think that's all. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Leanna. Marietta, can you relate to what Marianne and Leanna said about Al-Anon helping them get ready to deal with drinking problems during the holidays, or is your experience a little different?
I can relate to the things that they each said. I think one of the things that has helped me is using the slogans. Some of the slogans that come to mind that I regularly say to myself, both before and during any holiday events, are things like, easy does it, let go, let God, how important is it? And those things have been major for me as far as adjusting my own attitude toward whatever's going on. Before the holidays and on a regular basis, I try as much as possible to look at life and try to be grateful for all the good things. My tendency had been before I found Al-Anon to always be expecting something bad to happen, to always be expecting the worst to happen and ready to fight at a drop of a hat. And as I began to just two or three or five things a day that I could be thankful for, my own attitude began to change and I began to be able to see something good that came out of some of the craziest situations that had before I found Al-Anon that would keep me angry and upset and depressed for days, I could look at in a more calm and rational manner. You know, is it something that in time, you know, it won't be as bad? What are the options for fixing it? Is there anything that I can do that'll help? If not, can I just be quiet and trust that things will go as they need to go? For me, learning more dependence on a power greater than myself has been huge as well. You know, I had to first come to the place where I actually trusted that there was a power greater than myself that could help me as well as anybody involved in chaos, drama, disappointment, whatever. And some days I'm better at that than others. But the fact of the matter is that change in attitude has helped me improve my relationship with everyone around me and be able to enjoy the holidays. Thanks very much. I'm glad I got to share that.
Thank you, Marietta. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about how Al-Anon helps to deal with drinking problems during the holidays. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Just click on the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery icon. Under the topic, click on Comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Find a Meeting. Or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time, 1-888-4-ALANON, to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.